Welcome back to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers Podcast. I'm Bay, and I'm joined with Jay.
So, Bay, how are you today?
I'm great for a Tuesday, Jay.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we are recording Tuesday instead of Monday. It's all good, man. I've been looking at my email. I know Hasbro has that Optimus Prime that's coming out again, because I missed the boat on that, because, you know, I collect a lot of figures and shields and swords, and I saw this Optimus Prime. It's like $699.
Oh, gosh.
So I, you know, I was just sharing it with Deanna, like when it first released. And she's like, "Did you pre-order it?" She asked me, "Did you pre-order it?" I said, "No, because I just bought the PS5 and I just bought the shield." She's like, "Out of everything you purchased, and you show me that trailer, you didn't buy that?" I was like, "Why? What the heck, man? It's like one of the most expensive things, and now you're getting on me about it." So I'm gonna try for it.
So you got permission.
So I got permission to purchase this thing. It's on Friday at 10 p.m. and I'm going to try.
Dude, that's great.
I don't know if, how well this is gonna fly, because I know on eBay it's worth a lot of money.
Okay.
So
could go up a little bit there, or maybe about another 100 or so from there.
Well, they're selling it for the same price.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like now that people know about it, people are trying to scalp it, you know?
Wow.
So who knows? And then, like, you know, I was on vacation, so this is my fourth day being at the gym, and I am beat up, bae. I feel like sore from neck to toe. For work wise, I was at work yesterday, and we have a JCO coming in, and they're the people that come in and audit you and say they can close a hospital if you're not doing good, you know?
Right.
So we're cleaning out we're a 5S-ing. So 5S is a Japanese term of like basically cleaning out an area, organizing it, and making it more efficient. And we were cleaning, and oh man, every time I had to squat, it was hurting so much. Just because I've been working out, you know, vacation. Right. I mean, I did work out here and there, but it was only one day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a full body 2-hour workout. It was just a 1 hour, like 65% of my one rep max. So I was just kind of like
did the doing
at the gym. But then today I pushed it. The last 4 days I pushed it. And I was like, oh, I'm tired.
What's a good tired?
It's a good tired. Yeah, I'm sore. So, like, tomorrow morning, I'm going to try to work out again because our manager's leaving. I bought some Raising Cane's, so, because she hasn't had it.
Oh, Raising Cane's.
Yeah, man. Raising Cane's.
I always get the extra sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they have honey mustard sauce?
What?
If you like honey, but you got to pay a little extra, but it's like a hidden.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A little hidden menu.
A little hidden menu. Like In-N-Out.
Wow.
Like In-N-Out's like 4x4. Mmm.
Wow. So let's tell the listeners what we're going to talk about today. And you're going to get a kick out of this episode, because we're going to talk about The Suicide Squad, which we both watched this past weekend. Back for Blood, the beta. Ghost of Tsushima. And get this, Ariana Grande meets Fortnite. And our man here, James, watched it.
That's right. I thought I was taking it for the team, but I actually enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for taking it for the team. Because I'm not sure how I would have, experienced that.
No virtual concerts, man?
Ariana, I don't know.
Oh, come on, man. You know, long hair.
She's cute, but her songs are all about the same thing. I don't know. You know what I mean?
No, but yeah, if that's okay, you would have liked it then.
But I appreciate you taking that for the team. So, ladies and gentlemen and listeners, neighbor gamers, thank you for listening to us. This is our 31st episode. And if this is your first time listening to us, we would appreciate if you check us out on Twitter, which is handle at J letter N Bay Podcasts, and send us an email at jnbay@neighborgamers.com, or go look for us on Instagram. That's jnbayneighborgamers. And if you just want to find us, our website, our landing page is neighborgamers.com. So let me do some quick unique downloads, Jay, and let's start with the U.S. and then work our way out this time around. So Cooley Me Town in Davie County, North Carolina. Wow, that was the first time download.
Cool.
And then, hey, let's look out here outside of the U.S. We have India, and we got a lot of neighbor gamers out there with New Delhi, Erankulam, Jaipur, Agra, Chennai, Kolkata, Ahmedabad, Nagpur, Pune, Bengaluru, and Bagnan. You'd think I'd get better at pronouncing these, and I really apologize if I'm murdering your cities by saying it incorrectly there. South America, Hartenboss, Helsinki in Finland, and Kanuslahti in Finland also. Interesting. And then back to Cali. Cali, of course, Carlsbad, Sylmar, Sacramento, San Marcos, Spring Valley, Covina, San Diego, of course, Ontario, Chula Vista, Calexico, and Poway, which is not so far from here.
That's right. Yeah. Now, I've been listening to Dr. Dre.
Dre?
Yeah, then they had like California Love, and I was like, dang, brings me back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Oh. Man, I was bumping that one song all day today.
That's cool. Yeah. Oh, good tunes there. Oh, I almost forgot one place. Leander, Texas. Thank you for the continuing downloads over in Leander. Wow. So much to talk about, Jay. I'm a little worn out too, you know, work, getting back to teaching again and being on my feet a lot. That's a little trying. The kids are always a lot of fun. And geez, man, I feel like an old man. Like just the other day, I fell asleep at 10. and for gamers, that's like prime time.
Yeah, that's my prime time.
Right? That's the time where...
Let's go, guys.
When all the good peeps are on board playing some games and stuff. But let me do this. Let's talk about some interesting tweets on Twitter. And it was our man, and man, Idris... Idris Elba was hot on Twitter because he's going to be the voice of Knuckles on the next Sonic number 2.
Yeah, did you play Sonic? Oh, you didn't have a Genesis, did you?
Oh, yeah, I played Sonic.
Oh, yeah. So I remember when Knuckles came out, I was like, dude, who's this red hedgehog with slick back hair and Knuckles? And I think his specialty was like climbing. But I was always, you know, me, I'm always into the main character, like Ryu. So, like, I was like, eh, let me just play Sonic. Or Tails, because Tails was pretty cool, because he could fly.
Yeah, fun stuff. I always hated when I lost my rings.
Yeah.
And what was the name of the scientist guy?
I forget, it's like Eggman or something like that. Egghead, something like that.
You know, he had some weird, crazy contraption to try to catch or stop Sonic.
Yeah.
And then always hated it when you died and your like hands would go out to your side and you just kind of fall down by the screen.
Yeah, I did like how they introduced Supersonic though. I forget how to unlock it, but it was very challenging to get. But once you got Supersonic, I mean, he turned like Super Saiyan. You know, he'd turn all yellow and he'd be incredibly fast, and it just like broke the game, which is great because it was worth it to get. But yeah, those games are fun.
Oh, tons of fun, man. Now, one thing that Sega never had was expandable memory. And storage, right?
They didn't have to worry about it back then.
Yeah, no, you know, you just pulled out the cartridge, you know, blew in it or whatever, yeah. and then threw it back in, right?
Yeah, that, and like if you had to review games, you're like, oh, we can't look at YouTube. You have to look at EGM or some other magazine. Or you just like go to Blockbuster and rent it and ask your parents to rent it. And if it sucked, oh, well.
You just turned it in.
Yeah.
Turned it back.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got some expandable memory in the midst here with PS5.
Yeah, so we talked about it last week, and then I did a little bit more research, and I was give credit to Digital Foundry, if you're looking up on YouTube, and they did a lot of testing with the Samsung M2 SSD. And long story short is that you can get more memory, and if you purchase the memory slot without the heatsink and you apply your own heatsink, it's a little cheaper. buy like $50 or $100, and the benefits of it is that you get more memory, so you don't have to delete your digital library. You can keep it all there, and some games are a little bit faster. They're a little bit faster, a little bit about like a second faster. You know, over time, it's good. So the performance is good. I know the 500 gigs is like $200, so that's not too bad. Again, you know, like living in California and San Diego, having Time Warner, or Spectrum.
Spectrum.
You know, old. Oh God, I'm old. There's no data cap, so you can download freely, and then you wait 20 minutes to get your game. Yeah, depending on what game it is, unless it's like Call of Duty, which is huge for some reason. But you know, well, I guess you know, there's a reason they have huge maps. But you know, 20 minute wait, then, or you could like use a PlayStation app and then download the game while you're cooking or at gym or you're washing your car, you know, and then you go up and play. So first, it's fine. For me, it's fine because I don't mind downloading and re-downloading or deleting. But then for other people out there in the community, this might be a great option because they don't have, because they may have data caps, and it might be annoying to delete the games and then re-download them. So, you know, everybody has a different situation. But for my case, the only reason why I would purchase this is I would probably purchase the 500 gigs just because of the speed.
Okay.
That might be, I'd buy the cheapest option. That'd be me.
And you know what? That's fair, because sometimes you just want to get to doing things and you don't have time to sit around and wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Power empathy. That game's coming out pretty soon.
It is. Huh?
I feel like you should get it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be like, I'm just gonna be blanketed with colors.
That's
man.
That's right, man. Blanketed with colors. Like, colors. I know what you're going through. Yeah, I understand.
I just feel so much warmer.
Heartedly.
What's the name of that game? I can't even think of the name of the game.
Life is strange. Yeah. For Bay?
For me.
Yeah. Version Bay.
2.1.79. Oh my gosh. Wow. Now, there's a lot of games that are kind of put on the back burner. Like last week, we talked about Kena, right? But one game that is set to come out when it's supposed to is Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh yeah, so that's August 18th. Can't wait to play that game. They released a new mode. I didn't really see the new trailer because I'm trying to deviate from that. I want a brand new. I want to make sure that I don't want to get spoiled from it. But I did see a new mode for Legends, and that's, you know, Legends is a co-op mode. That's it's not PvP, it's a PvE, and it's great fun. Mike and I were playing it. We got our characters like up to over 100, and there's a raid. But you know, with a raid you need 4 people to play, and they finally did a matchmaking, so I might actually try to do that after watching some videos, because I don't want to be a newbie and like not know what to do. In any case, so they do have a new mode. It's a PvP type of mode, but I don't know if you actually like fight each other. So, for example, if Bay and I are on the same team versus like another set of 2 players, we kill enemies, we take the orbs, we deposit them, and whoever has the most orbs wins. So that sounds pretty fun.
And it does.
Yeah, there's new armor, new moves. So I'm I can't wait to play it.
I've seen a few snippets of the preview, and I've noticed that Jin is younger,
yeah.
Right? So it's going into some historical parts of his life, and I think, and they didn't elaborate, right? Didn't say who was who in this little video. I think it's his dad that's going to be in some of these sequences. So that right there makes me like, oh wow. Okay,
yeah.
We're gonna see his dad in action and doing some, maybe you get to fight alongside him or something like that.
Yeah.
So I am intrigued.
Yeah.
You know, and especially because there's a lull right now, and some of these games that are coming out, everything's gonna get pushed back, which is characteristics of August, mm-hmm. right, and going into the fall here. So I may pick it up, and I believe it's gonna be like an upgrade. Since I already have it on PS4.
Yeah, I think it's going to cost you like $30.
That's not bad.
Yeah, for a PS5 version.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that game is going to look beautiful on PS5 on your TV. Woo!
And it really looks good.
Yeah.
It really looks good. So yeah. It'll just be a little bit more eye candy.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I can't wait to play that game, dude. You guys better get ready. Team up. Let's play.
Yeah. And speaking of eye candy, Cammy. Oh, you thought I was going to talk about Ariana Grande?
Yeah. Oh, you know Cammy.
Cammy and Guile are going to be on Fortnite.
Yeah, so that in my mind, that makes a little bit more sense. You know, I was talking about Ryu and, you know, he throws fireballs and he does Hadouken, Shorukens, and Yet Twirlets. So, now then he has a gun and a shovel. You know, that's Ryu right there. That's my image of Ryu. But now you can see Guile, you know, with Sonic Booms, and now you can throw, shoot guns. And Cammy, she didn't really have a projectile, but now she does. She can, like, throw rockets. It's just funny, like, the way how they drew them. Like, Cammy is a little bit more conservative. She has pants.
Oh, man.
She got pants, babe.
Wow. You know? Okay, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah, military pants. Because when you look at Cammy's, the way how she's drawn in Street Fighter 2, she's just wearing a leotard. And then, like, here she's wearing a leotard with, Lululemons or something.
That's hilarious, bro. You just said Lululemons.
Well, I don't know. All right.
Hey, that's all good. That's good, man. Now, do you have to buy
the... Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm
you sure gotta you have to purchase it, them. Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But that's how they make that money, because they're free to play. And they keep going.
I haven't played Fortnite in a couple years.
Yeah. I mean, like, now I just see people, like, they don't even need to, like, because the whole concept for me is, like, I don't want to build. I just want to shoot.
Right.
Right? And I'll get into that with, like, Tribes of Midgard. Okay. If I was a person back in the early days, I would be straight up hunter-gatherer. You just let me hunt, and then I just have somebody, I just bring it home, and then that's all I do. I'm very simple. You tell me what to do,
alone.
I'll do it.
Leave me alone and let me hunt and gather. Yeah. That'd be fun. Wow. Now, since we're talking about Fortnite, you got to tell me your experience with this Ariana Grande concert.
So I saw it, like, popping on Kotaku, Destructoid, and how she's going to be on. And they've done other concerts like Travis Scott and some other people, but... you know, I don't really know too much about it, and I didn't really have time to play or to watch it on YouTube, just because there are games out. And right now, there's not too many games out. I mean, there's Tribes, and I'll get into that later. And then there's Knockout City, which we've played and discussed before. So, like Bay was saying, we're in a lull. So I decided to take the time and watch it. So I was watching, like, a person from GameStop, and let me paint the picture. So this person purchased the Ariana Grande skin.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's what you got to do. If you're going to go to her concert, you better be looking like Ariana Grande, not like Ryu. Sure. I wouldn't look like Ryu going there, man. I feel weird. It's like going to, like, Taylor Swift's concert and, like, not sporting her, you know?
Sure.
So this person purchased her skin. And then you start just, like, fighting. But you're not fighting other enemies. You're fighting, like, some scene. And all of a sudden, like, the screen pops up, and she comes down from the heavens. And she's huge. She's like a kaiju. She's like freaking Godzilla. And she's kaiju. Huge. Like, whoa, man, it's Ariana Grande. And then all of a sudden, it goes into, like, her music. But you're doing things, destroying... you're actually playing. Like, you're skiing that. Like, if you've played Final Fantasy VII on the... On PlayStation 1, where you're doing that ski area, where you're going snowboarding, and you're collecting items, that's what you're doing. Okay. But you're listening to your music. And then you jump off a cliff, for example, or you jump off a platform, and then, sorry, there's a fly. And then all of a sudden, you see her, and she's singing, and she's in different outfits, and you hear, like, her greatest hits.
And is this live?
I don't know if it's live or not, but it's at a certain time.
Okay, but it's probably recorded of some sort.
Yeah.
Because it will make sure it all works right.
Yeah, but she's virtual. So she doesn't look like she's, like... I mean, it's an interpretation of her in Fortnite.
Okay. So, but it's not an actual video of her. It's her animation.
It's her animation, the way how she dances, the way how she dresses, like, her style.
And you didn't have to pay anything.
No.
You just downloaded the game, re-download the game.
You just download the game, and then you could purchase their skin, and you attend this concert with all these people enjoying the same type of music.
Wow.
It's interesting. I mean, like, if they had a person that I would, that I listen to, I kind of now wouldn't hesitate to, like, check it out.
Hmm.
Instead of, like, watching it through somebody else's perspective, I would, like, check it out and see. Because you're not fighting each other. You're just, like, you're playing through a game, but you're listening to the music with people that you are with the community.
Okay.
So say that, I don't know, somebody that you and I are listening to, and then you and I could be chatting in the background, like playing this game, but in the concert. So it's fun. I thought it was pretty cool. Because I thought it was just going to be, my expectation was that you're just going to kind of just watch her, yeah. You know, and that's not interactive.
Right.
But in this version, the way how they did it, it's interactive.
Okay.
And they go through like different songs, and then she has different costumes and different stances, and overall I thought it was cool for free.
Okay. Favorite Ariana Grande,
so. I don't know, I just listen to him. If it has a good beat, I listen to him. But I know you're saying off
if
mic,
I was your girlfriend.
Yeah, you're saying that's like pretty much the same thing. She talks about the same thing, which I don't know what her themes are. I just listen to the beat and then go on from there.
Okay. Well, wow. I'm so glad you did that, because I was looking at that and I was like, man, are we going to cover this? Or yeah. Maybe Jay's going to do it.
Yeah,
maybe Jay's going to. Yes, he does. He did it. He took it for the team. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting. You know what? Sometimes it's just cool to experience something like that, just to see what it's like.
Yeah. And I'm just, you know, I don't have a closed mind. I'm just trying to see what other people are into. I mean, it's free. I mean, you can see it on YouTube, but now I would actually download the game to check it out, like if it was like Dr. Dre or something, or Eminem, or whoever type of rapper back then in the 90s and 2000s. I would, or NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or something, you know, I'd listen to them. I'd bounce my head back and forth.
Wow. Okay, now that was free, right?
I believe it was free.
Okay, so here's the thing. We just saw something sell on eBay for an exorbitant amount of money. Maybe it wasn't eBay. Maybe it was an auction of some sorts. But you paid nothing for that, and you had a pretty good time. But for a Super Mario Bros. Game,
yeah,
vintage, what is it, Super NES, how much would you pay for one?
Unused. Am I a collector, or am I just like, it doesn't really matter?
Doesn't matter.
I would re-download it on the Switch.
two freaking $1 million.
But I totally understand, though, because if I was a collector and that was like the last game, or I want the best copy unopened, and I had the resources and money to do it.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got okay. I ain't got $2 million.
Yeah, I don't have $2 million. I had to work for my $2 million. Damn.
Oh my gosh. I don't got $2 million, bro. I can't afford it. Yeah. You know, it's gonna pass by me. Amazing. That's simply amazing. It's a video game.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they got a Super NES.
That better be locked up in a vault.
Amazing. But you know what? I bet you 10 years down the road, they'll make their money back.
No, for sure. If like they're like, oh, I need my $2 million back,
yeah.
With the, you know, just in case they mess with their money or whatever, then I'm sure they could sell it for more.
It's an incredible amount of money.
Yeah,
and to see that happen, and this has been going on. There's other games that have been selling for large amounts of money, but this is a lot.
Yeah.
That's way too rich for my blood, but I did have to mention it. And it's an interesting little factoid there. So, man, we've covered a lot so far. We haven't even touched on some of the topics here that we want to cover, as far as the Suicide Squad and Back for Blood. Which direction do we want to go with this?
Just want to go with continue with the themes for games, and then transition to Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay.
So Back for Blood.
Yeah.
This wasn't easy to get a beta pass to do this. And I mean, okay, it wasn't difficult, but you've got to go on Twitch, and you have to watch one of the Twitch feeds for 1 hour. And if you're not sure how to do this, And by the time this airs, it's going to be close to the download day because today's the 10th. And the open day for anybody to download is going to be on August 12th. Okay, so Back 4 Blood. And if you don't know about this game, let me tell you what all the hype is surrounding it. It's a multiplayer zombie game. And the cool thing with this is that it kind of has a feel of Battlefield in a sense. In a multiplayer, you start up, you pick you go to the tent, you pick the scenario you want to do, and then you kind of just jump in, which is good. Now, one of the hard things about the game was it wasn't that fast to jump into a game. It took a little bit of time, a little bit of loading and stuff. Visually, it was okay. All right, and I've been talking about this game. I've been looking forward to playing it. And in the back of my mind, I keep telling myself, "Hey, it's a beta. It's a beta." And so they're not showing all of its tricks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it should be it's like a watered down version of the game. I really want to love this game, but let me first focus on some of the cool things. Okay, cool things. You can jump in. You can pick a weapon. You can go in with some friends and whatnot and just shoot up some zombies. It's fun. Go in there, shoot them up. You know, my weapon of choice is going to be a semi-auto rifle and maybe an axe, right, for my secondary. It's freaking hilarious seeing you turn and look at a player you're rolling with, mm-hmm. and they're covered with blood. It's like freaking crazy, man.
Yeah, like, where'd you come from?
Yeah, so that part is kind of cool. You're like shooting up zombies, just boom, 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 left and right. You can use a ranch rifle. You can use a pistol, whatever, what have you. I was able to find like a heavy machine gun and just go to town with that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ammo is available. Pick it up and just have at it. The one drawback... It doesn't visually look like a PS5 game or a 4K type game.
Because this game's going to be on PS4 too, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
And I get that, but there's not a lot of visual appeal. And I only mention that because it's got a price point of like, I think, $60. And so I'm trying to justify, hey, am I going to jump out and buy this?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I going to wait?
Because that game comes out in October, right?
Yeah. It's been pushed back because it was supposed to come out in August, and I'm kind of glad it is they kind of put it on pause just to feel things out, yeah. And also just improve on things. So I hope they improve the mechanic of loading, yeah. Right, and getting into a group. I do like it. I don't hate it, right? And there is some criticism. Like somebody was saying that the zombies was saying the N-word.
Yes, I did see that.
And I couldn't understand. I couldn't find that. I don't know if that's been filtered out and fixed by the time I was able to play, but I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I was reading and I saw a video that they were trying to... It was just a combination of the zombies, so they're going to go back and alter it.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's an offensive word, so...
Yeah,
I'm glad that they took that criticism, that feedback, and they're like, all right, we're going to change it.
We're just going to fix it.
Yeah.
And be able to locate it and turn it around and make it into something else. I want to wait. Right now, if I'm a fan of this game,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to wait a little bit because I just want to see how things progress. And I want to see, hey, this campaign, I'm going to play it a little bit more and get further in the campaign. I think it's fun when you fight these little mini bosses and they're like these ogres and stuff. And what you got to do is just kind of shoot them. You all try to shoot and get as much DPS on this ogre or whatever. And then it like will disappear and then reappear again. So that's kind of cool. But I feel like it's easy. Like right now, like you get through a stage and it's kind of easy. You get plenty of bullets, which is fine, but it's not that challenging. So okay. I'm kind of waiting and seeing, and I know I say that quite often, but with a game with a beta, and you're just not sure.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like they're probably going to take that into consideration and check out like the load times and how many people they can filter in because it's a beta.
Yeah.
So they're probably like testing their servers.
Right.
Because that's what like Street Fighter and Guilty Gear do. They like have the game set already, so they're just like testing the servers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
making this, changes.
The upgrading of these cards and stuff, I get that's they're gonna be their mechanic. It's okay. It's not anything thrilling. So what it is you got these different cards that will give you certain perks to what you're doing. That's just what they're using to focus on to upgrade your character, and that's fine. There's nothing that bothers me about that.
Yeah.
For me, I just want to see more action.
Okay.
Maybe I have to progress a little further. There's some cool things. There's just some okay stuff. And right now, it's just very okay for me.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not like bothering you and texting you, hey man, join me on this game. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's a code.
That would be no bother anyway.
but yeah, it's a work in progress right now. I'm hoping that they fix it and then they release it and it's the stellar game that, oh wow, you got to go get this Metacritic score of whatever, 9 point something.
Wow, that's high score.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, we always hope for the best for these games, you know, because they take a lot of time, effort, creativity to make a game, and we just wish them the best.
Yeah.
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 I would say it's a hard month to come out just because they got Call of Duty and the other games coming out around that time.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope they come down on the price.
Do you know when Halo's coming out? I forget when that's coming out. Because that did really good.
Yeah.
Like, their beta?
Yeah.
Damn, that was the rave when I was on vacation. People were talking about that over the weekend. They couldn't wait to jump back in. I mean, first they were like playing with bots, and then they progressively got the bots to like Spartan bots, which made them more difficult. And then they finally opened up PvP, and people were loving it.
Right.
So if that's coming around the same time, oh man, you know. And then like
it's gonna be a struggle.
Halo is free to play. Well, not free to play. You gotta get Game Pass, but it's free.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So people love Halo.
That makes a lot of sense for them.
Yeah.
Because that's their flagship game.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll get the money back elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because people will want to get skins or just get some loot, mm-hmm. right? And they'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Wow. Makes you think about Xbox a little bit.
Yeah. I wasn't really a big... You know me. I'm not really a big first-person shooter fan.
Okay.
I grew up with Street Fighter, so that's my thing. Street Fighter and action games and role-playing. So I missed the boat when it came to Halo. Because I remember the first first-person shooter game I played was like Wolfenstein on the PC. Wow. And then with that, I always accessed God mode because I thought it was fun. And then like multiplayer was GoldenEye and the N64, just because I didn't have an N64. Or my friends were playing it, and they have brothers. So when it came to Halo, I think the first time I played Halo was at Mike and Eugene's house. And first-person shooter is not my number one, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
This Back 4 Blood. But we'll see. Maybe you can dabble on it when August
12th. I'll download it and play it together because like August 12th we can play it.
Yeah.
But Hades is coming out on August 12th too, and I already played that game, but I stopped playing it just because I got nauseous, like looking at the small screen, and then playing it. Like I have my Switch hooked up to the bedroom television, but I don't know. I just feel uncomfortable playing it there, just because I'm in bed and playing it like that. I don't know. It just felt a little different, and it looked foggy. I would say.
Really?
Yeah. So like on the PS5, it's going to be 4K. Like, damn, man, that game's already gorgeous already.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to replay that game. But yeah, I always take time to hang out and play, babe. So you say invite me, man.
Right on, man. Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that for Back 4 Blood.
Yeah.
Man, so that's coming out August 12th for the beta for everybody. And then we just watched the Suicide Squad this past weekend.
Yeah. Jay.
freaking hilarious movie.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun movie. I totally enjoyed it. It was better than the first one with Will Smith. The characters came in and they reintroduced some of the old characters, and then the plot is a little bit more cohesive. The CGI is spot on. The character dialogue, it's great. It's funny. You understand them. They give the characters more depth. There's always a scene in the first Suicide Squad where they go up in the bar and then they start talking and they kind of it gets kind of deep. But I just started laughing. I remember laughing in the theater. A little bit, because like this is, I don't know, man. I know what they're going for, the emotion, like deep, sad emotion, and you're supposed to feel for the characters, supposed to have empathy for them, but I did not.
So in the first one, right?
Yeah.
I didn't like the first one.
Yeah, me either.
I thought that the ending was just like stupid.
Yeah, she remember that girl came out, she's like, Shakira, Shakira, man, she's all dancing like Shakira. Came out of that whatever portal or whatever. She's dancing, man. I was laughing. I'm like, what is this?
Exactly.
What is going on? But this, like, it felt for the characters, so it was fun.
Yeah, this one is different, maybe because
the director.
Yes, James Gunn. And you know him already. We know him from Guardians of the Galaxy, right? He's got a reputation already. And so, you know, it's stupid on purpose.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, you know, like, different directors have different styles. And I wasn't, like, I know about it. I understand it. I just haven't witnessed it. But now I'm more tuned to it. So when it was like people were saying it's James Gunn directing it, so when I came into this, I can see it now. I can see it. I can feel it. I can hear it. I can see the comedy. So it's fun.
Okay. So I want to do this. I want to play this quick word association, and they got the stellar cast. They've got Joel Kinnaman. You know, they got John Cena. Got Alice Braga, who's been in a bunch of different movies recently. What I want to do is do a little word association. I want to say an actor, and then Jay is going to tell me the first movie or show that comes to mind when he hears their name. All right, so let's go with the easy one. Let's go with Sylvester Stallone.
All right, forgive me because you know my creativity. You know, I was telling you about Tribes of Midgard, Hunter Gatherer. That's me. You tell me what to do, and I'll do it. My creativity is something I need to work out, and it's my weakness. So, Sylvester Stallone is Rocky. As a boxer. That's all I see him as, you know?
Rocky.
Go Adrian.
And here he is. He plays this...
UFC fighter? I don't know. But he's too old now, so...
He is kind of old.
But he's buff still, so...
He's still strong. Strong like a king shark, right?
I didn't know that was his voice.
He didn't?
No, I didn't know. And then my sister-in-law told Deanna, and Deanna told me. I was like, oh, now I hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. But why the hell does a shark need pants?
I was telling Deanna, I was like, oh, I have those pants. I have those shorts.
Hilarious. Okay, let me give you another one. Man, some of these names are hard to say, but let's go with an easy one. Let's go with Margot Robbie.
Who's that?
Get out of here, man.
No, man. No, is that Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's all I see her as. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, Wolf of Wall Street?
I missed that. With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
With the Titanic dude?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, let me give you an easier one. Let me give you an easier one.
No. I'm trying to think.
How about John Cena?
Oh, man, wrestler. So, I don't know. Anything that regards buff and, like, buff funny dude.
Buff funny dude. That's just... Fast and Furious.
He was there.
It was also in Bumblebee.
You told me he's the military dude, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a better one. Man, I can't say his name very well. Taika Waititi.
Oh, the director.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's funny because he was in the Marvel movies. He was in Endgame. Was he Endgame? Or Infinity War, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he played Hitler, which is funny.
God. You ever see Hunt for the Wilder People?
I have not.
Ricky Baker?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, that's such a funny, that's a funny movie.
You know, we like video games, anime, movies. It's always video games. And then like, it's funny because when I was on vacation, I couldn't play video games. So I started watching anime. So this guy, director, and he seems funny to me. So he'd play in some type of comedic type of character.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Joel Kinnaman. This one.
Oh yeah, so that guy played RoboCop, and he also, in my mind, right? And then he also played For Mankind.
Okay.
Hey, that guy's fit. I don't know, he played in dramas and action, so in this, he was the leader of the group.
He had a really small role.
Yeah.
And I enjoy him a lot.
Yeah, me too.
There's a show on Amazon called Hannah.
Okay.
And he's like the guy that, I'm not sure if he's actually biological father, but he was like a father figure for Hannah in there. And then he was also in Altered Carbon.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say he's like some action main character dude. Should be character dude with guns.
Yeah.
But not John Cena. Not like John Cena. John Cena, he'd like melee. You know, he doesn't need weapons. He could just throw fisticuffs. But this guy needs weapons. He's more lean.
Wow. Okay.
Or not as buff, I would say. Not as muscular.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the movie. I think it's cool because it doesn't waste a whole lot of time in backstory.
Yeah.
Okay, so it starts off, and then the guy, the old guy, and I'm looking here in our notes here, Michael Rooker, the guy that's from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
They ask him, hey, here's your mission. You got a choice to take it. You take it, and you're successful. Then it chops off a chunk of time on your time in jail. And they put in that little device in his skull so that if things don't go the way they're supposed to be, your head's going to explode. And after that, you're in a plane with a bunch of freaky things, some of them human, some of them not.
I love that weasel, man.
Some of them not really human, yeah. Like the weasel,
yeah.
Right? Oh, he's perfectly safe. He's only killed like 23 children.
it looks gumpy and freaky at the same time.
Yeah, and then there you go. You're at it, bro. You're jumping out of a plane. They forgot to check that the freaking weasel can swim or not.
Yeah,
and he freaking drowns. And then they're like, "What? I'm watching this. I'm like, what the heck's going on? They're all freaking dying. Dude with the javelin just stands up to hurl a javelin. And then he gets freaking wasted and shot up, right?
Yeah, it's very gory, so it's like Mortal Kombat.
This isn't a movie for your kids, right? Or it depends on how old your kids are.
Yeah.
If they're maybe 14, 15, then have at it. But it's rated R.
Yeah.
So 17. Let's move that scale up to 17,
yeah.
Unless you're okay with them seeing stuff at a younger age. Crazy things, just everybody dying. Right from the get-go. And you're like, wow, Michael Rooker is going to die? Like, I'm sorry, spoilers, right? If you haven't watched it and you're listening to this, there's some heavy spoilers right now.
Go back, watch it, and then come back.
Yeah. But they just off all of these characters right from the get-go, which is fine, right? But it turns out they're just smokescreen for the real group Idris? Idris Elba,
okay.
His group, was, and he's, what is his name? Death?
Bloodsport. Yeah.
Their team is the real team that's supposed to go out there and do the thing. Good stuff. It reminds me, because of the crazy, wacky, gory stuff, of that movie with Jack Black and our boy, what is it? Oh man, I'm losing my train of thought here.
Like that wrestling movie?
No.
Would you do anything?
No. It's that movie where
he had a weakness on my spot. I have a blind spot for this movie stuff.
I don't know
if I can help you.
I can't remember it now. It's got our Iron Man. What's Iron Man's name?
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark is in this movie, and he plays
it's Tony as a, Stark.
No, but not Tony Stark. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. He's in this movie. That thing.
Ralph Rufio. No, that Hulk boy.
No, but he plays in this movie as a guy pretending to be black.
Oh yeah, I forget. Yeah, I do see the trailer in my head.
What is it?
It's like in Vietnam or something.
Yeah.
I don't know the movie.
But then that other guy gets like shot up and his guts are like coming out and Jack Black's in the... Okay, I've lost my train of thought. But you got the idea. It's like crazy violent,
yeah.
Right? And it gets the feeling of like kind of a cult classic in the making.
Okay.
On account of the crazy humor and the violence. I don't know. Am I crazy here?
No, I think it was great. It was a great movie. I enjoyed it.
Okay. There's some really stupid stuff. like this dude with a bald head and these flashlights coming out of his head.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be like super smart.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of the lights coming out of flashlights? I know
when they showed him when he's younger, he had less flashlights. So the older you get, the more he can have, right?
It's like candles. Candles on a birthday cake.
Yeah.
But what really made me think, and it was, what's her name? Margot Robbie, when she said, what the F, right? Was when the detachable kid, the dude, TDK, the detachable kid.
Yeah.
He had like arms.
Dude. Oh, man. Yeah. They looked like chicken bones, man. I was like, damn, I do not like this because me and Bones, I do not like to see chicken bones and the joint. And you see this, the freaking ball of his shoulder. I mean, of his. Oh, dude. I was like, that's nasty. But it's funny, though. I can tolerate it. It just makes you laugh.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Now, let me ask you this. Which characters did you gravitate to that you thought was, hey, I like this character in this movie?
I like Harley. I liked her. She was cool. I like Bloodsport. I didn't really care too much for the shark. Just because, like, I don't know, he didn't really do anything.
He didn't say a lot, and he just wanted to eat everybody.
Yeah, I thought it was funny for the Spot character. Because he sees his mom all the time, which made me laugh. And then he's polka dot man. And then like and then he's dancing with his mom. I was like, eh. Like, gross, dude.
That was kind of weird. That was a really uncomfortable spot right there.
Yeah. And then I like most of the cast. And then Peacemaker. I don't know, man. He's brutal.
What's up with that weird vein in his arm? It looks like a freaking garter snake. That vein is like so freaking big and wrapping like around his bicep.
Yeah, right bicep.
Oh,
right?
It's almost a little gross. It looks like a varicose vein.
Yeah, it's like a street in San Francisco.
Right?
Yeah.
It's curvy beyond belief.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm sure he takes something. He's not a natural body lifter.
Dude, yeah, his arms are... he looks super big in this movie.
When they were in that club and he was wearing that Lacoste shirt, I was like, I understand how you feel.
Wow. Okay, one character I really like was Daniela. The rat, was it the rat whisperer or the rat keeper?
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
I actually liked her.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
I like her superpower.
Being able to talk to rats.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna control more than the rats.
I thought she was gonna control the starfish.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I felt like that was gonna be the way that she steps in and saves the world.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the way how they showed the rats, I'm like, oh, dude, that's freaking gross, dude.
It reminded me of that one video game with all the rats.
Oh, the Plague Story or something like that.
Yeah, Plague's Tale. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just when they got into the monster's eye and started eating its veins and arteries in it, I was like, that's gross, dude! Yeah. I was like, it's gross, and then Harley's, like, swimming in it. I was like, oh, damn. It was cool.
It makes you wonder what's going through James Gunn's head when you think of the ultimate monster or the kaiju, right?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, the Ariana Grande. And it's a freaking starfish with a big freaking eyeball.
Yeah. I feel sorry for it, too, because at the end it said, all I wanted to do, I was happy just watching the stars. Right? That's what he said. That's what he said. If you just left him alone, then none of this stuff would have happened. And then they messed with him and started torturing him. Of course he would want to kill you.
Oh, man, dude, that thing wanted to destroy the world from the get-go.
Nah, I was happy looking at the stars.
Happy looking at stars.
And then you get these guys that start experimenting on you. Right?
Shoot, man, you make him come out. Oh, God.
I feel bad for him.
You feel bad for the starfish.
If you just left him alone in the stars, minding his own business, he could have drifted past Earth and maybe just went to the sun and just died that way. You know? He could just live his life. Like you know those bees that live over here? Do you see those bees that live by our Harland?
Yeah.
We leave them alone. They're not messing. I bet you if we mess with them, they'll mess with you back, right?
Dude, the starfish mind control, bro.
Would he mind control if he got caught?
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying from his perspective.
But it was all his ultimate plan, bro. He's in there taking selfies with the astronauts. And then, whoop, lift off your armpit and freaking starfish come out.
That was gross. Yeah. I feel sorry for him. But, you know, he didn't want to take over the world. He said, I just want to take over the city.
No. Nah, man.
The city messed with me. Maybe he could have just, like, left the world. But he's too damn big now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Power of that. You know what game? I'm buying that game. I'm buying
Power Strange Empathy.
I'm going to platinum that, dude. I'm going to platinum that game, dude.
You've been playing that game just way too much. Oh, my gosh.
I developed that game.
Wow, we're going to have to ease back on alcohol when we start this.
That was already done, man. This is me. This is a pure J.
Wow. Recommend this movie or not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it did take me 3 times to get through it just because I was tired and coming after work. But I wanted to watch it not on, like, my phone or on the laptop. I wanted to watch it on the good screen. So
I'm going to recommend that you have at least one or two drinks before you start watching this movie. Because you're going to get to a point where, like, then you're like, yo, man, should I crack open another drink to, like, just totally surround myself with this crazy starfish idea or ease back and try to understand the plot and why in the heck is Margot Robbie always killing everybody that she loves?
Oh, yeah, because like she's like if she has a boyfriend and there's red flags, she's just gonna off him
like that,
just like that.
Like,
she is black and white, man.
Like, not even a second question or, like, just like, oh, wait, let me back off this, you know.
Because the kids, right? She's like, kids, man, you're going to send the kids to the starfish, so I'm going to kill you now.
Yeah. But she plays that role really well.
Oh, yeah. Now I can't see anything, but hardly in the way she voice acts. It just reminds me of the Harley Quinn back in the animated series.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The cartoon, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love the cartoon. That was great.
Wow. What would be your score of this movie?
I'd say an 8.
5.
Five out of sorry. 5? Wow, man. Or I'm no, sorry. 5 out of 10?
Well,
that's fine. Yeah. You're open to your opinion. Yeah, that's fine.
No. Meant like in a 5-point scale.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that would be like a 3.5 or 4 to me. Okay. Yeah.
I agree.
Let's spend money on it.
Yeah. And then, you know what? That HBO Max for me is really worth it. Not so much on the Wonder Woman movie.
Duh.
Right?
Yeah.
But I hope. Go ahead.
Wonder Woman, like, their CG. It looked great. Look not as high quality when you look at Marvel. At least this looked legit, right?
This looked really good.
Yeah.
All the CG in there, even King Shark.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't like him.
Yeah.
I thought it looked really good.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, like, the way they animated him, the way how they animated the starfish, and the starfish is on their faces, and how it came out of the armpit. You know, and like, I mean, there are some scenes like when the group is running like on the roof, looks kind of like iffy.
Okay,
right? You can tell that's like part. It's not real.
Okay,
so they did better than Wonder Woman, I would say, in regards to their CG.
For sure.
Yeah. I like the movie. I'd watch it.
Yeah, I would give it the same score. I'd give it at least a 4.
Yeah.
I do think that what I've been watching or reading, mm-hmm. people are enjoying it.
Yeah. It's good on Metacritic right now.
Yeah.
It's high.
Yeah. Wow. I wonder where they go with this movie.
Well, now, with this movie or with, like, DC?
Let's go with both, then.
Okay. So there's a stinger at the end.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, I missed it.
Go watch it.
No way. Okay, tell me then.
Oh, so Flag is alive. They found him. And then I don't know what they're going to do with him, though.
Flag? Joel?
Yeah.
Joel? Okay.
They saved him, you know, although he had, like, a piece of glass or a ceramic tile in his heart. He survived. He's all beat up and in the hospital bed with his leg broken. But he survived.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. I don't recall what the dialogue was.
Why did they save the weasel?
Oh, yeah, and the weasel's there, too. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, a creepy-looking thing. Dude's sitting there, and he's like, is this a freaking werewolf? Yeah. Get this thing away from me. I don't want to be next to a werewolf.
Yeah, that was funny.
Wow.
Yeah. And then in DC, I mean, they got Black Adam coming up.
Okay.
And, I mean, if that movie is as good as this movie, then I see a contender. I see them coming up with Marvel, finally.
Yeah. I hope if they do make it funny,
yeah,
I think that's going to be better.
Yeah.
All right, because sometimes when they go serious, man, it just doesn't go right.
Yeah, it depends. Like, with Wonder Woman serious versus, like, Batman serious.
Yeah.
Like, Arkham, I mean, that whole Batman trilogy was great. I loved it.
Yeah, and you know what? Batman, I expect to be serious.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, like, don't try to pull a James Gunn and be crazy funny like this.
Yeah.
And have Starfish, fighting Starfish and whatnot in Batman. but... Yeah, I hope Black Adam is comedy.
Yeah, some comedy to it, right?
Yeah. More of like a Shazam type, you know. We'll see. Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Jay and Bait Neighbor Gamers Podcast. Check us out on Twitter at Jay, the letter N, Bay Podcast. And our email is jaynbay@neighborgamers.com. Oh, man. Jay, what? You got anything else?
Yeah, I got tons more. I got Tribes of Midgard.
Oh my gosh.
So Tribes of Midgard, I was playing that with Mike, and I feel like he and I were discussing it, and I feel like I agree that it was advertised a little bit different than I thought it would be. So I thought it was going to be like Diablo 2 or 3. You can get in there, play for like 10, 20 minutes and jump out. No, this game is survival. So you have to plan out your game, you gotta plan out your layout, you gotta plan out how long you can live to defeat the main boss. There's different days associated with it. You have to build, I didn't even know you could build like a lumber yard or farm in the curry. I didn't know that you can update your buy weapon, like upgrade your weapons or get weapons but upgrade your armor. I didn't know there's areas where you can only explore in this biodome and then you have to have a certain type of armor in order to like access it. So there's tons to this game, and this game it gives you the basics, it doesn't hold your hand through it, so you have to learn, and Mike was kind enough to walk me through it. But so I think the game is good. I liked it. It's just a game not for me, just because of my time constraint and the type of gamer I am. I like to go in, play, I like the instant action, kind of like Street Fighter, Knockout City. I need a game that has story like God of War or Hades or Ghost of Tsushima. You know, those are the times of games that I play, that I like to play. So in this game, it's survival. And the criticism, the action is fun. The way I level up is good. The progression system, it always, whatever you do, you gain experience. Whether you're harvesting, you're killing enemies, you're built, you know, you're always progressing in the game. The graphics look great. It looks, is developed by Gearbox. It reminds me of Borderlands. It has a cel-shaded look. So I would give this game an 8. So the way how my criticism for it is that I can't play multiple saga modes. So, for example, if you and I were playing and then I have to bounce because I didn't have enough time to complete it with you, you can continue to play, but then you leave. And then say that our schedules don't line up. I can't play another saga mode unless I abandon the one that you and I are playing and I have to start a new one. You know, and I want to play with you.
Right.
So that's a so I could start a survival mode, which I didn't really start on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really dabbled into that because I'm like, dude, I don't know if I could. Because when Mike and I were playing, we played from 10 p.m. all the way to like 1 o'clock. I mean, time flew because it was fun.
Right.
It's just, it's a game that you need time for. And if you're, and if you save it, you got to be willing to either A, wait for your companion to come in and play with you, or B, abandon the mode and then go play your own mode.
Did you guys finish it?
We were at the end and then the freaking enemies killed our tree. We're close. We're like day 14.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, he beat the game already. It's just,
he did?
Yeah, he beat the game on his own. So, I mean, it's beatable. It's fun. I do want to get back and play it. It's just I haven't had 3 hours to play it.
Yeah, I was able to talk with somebody else on there, and he helped me out a ton.
Yeah.
And he told me, he gave me some pointers as far as like, man, you got to keep an eye on the tree. If you're in day 3 or 4 and your tree's already in the red.
Yeah.
You got to hit the eject button.
Just bounce, huh?
Just leave it. Yeah. Because what's going to happen is you're going to waste your time.
Yeah.
Because the people you're rolling with aren't savvy enough to go back and protect the tree and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're like doing their own thing, right? They're not coming back to help.
Yeah, and they're probably trying to just level up, you know. He gave me some other tips as far as like trying to use the portal. There's like a different portal. And using the portal to unlock, you gotta use it like 10 times to unlock another character. Okay, so having got to dabble in it a lot because you gotta reserve 2 hours.
Yeah, you can invest some time.
But doesn't mean it's a bad game.
Right.
It's just, it's not like the Diablo that you and I thought it was gonna be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, do you recommend it?
I would recommend it if you're a fan of survival. You have enough time to play it, because the game's great. I do enjoy it. I probably will go back again before Hades to try and play this game with friends. I just don't see myself playing it on my own. Like, I can go and play Knockout City, which I've tried to play. It's just I just haven't had, you know, time, and I just feel that it's not a game that you could jump in and out of.
Yeah. And sometimes you need that kind of a game.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you were talking about with Hades.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. Knockout City. Have you played much of that?
I've been jumping in because I'm so close to the platinum, and I know Mike got his platinum, so now I'm more motivated to get it. I'm like, Mike got it. I can get it too. I'm only like 3 trophies away. So I need to... So I haven't played, but I do know that they have like a roadmap and they have this world tour. So they're going through different stages and they have that stage that you and I were talking about that randomly chooses. So if you and I come on and play today,
woo,
if you were willing to play today, we can check out that stage.
You sure, certainly can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got to wash the car real quick.
You're awesome that you go and wash your car by hand.
Yeah, that thing won't fit in Soapy Joe's. The freaking tires are too wide.
Well, oh, shit. I don't know if you'd want to take it into there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, some machine messing up. Well, so you've been listening to Jane Bay Neighbor Gamers Podcast. Jay, any other things we missed?
Nah, I think we're good.
Man, we covered a lot today.
Yeah.
And if you're really enjoying this podcast, I would appreciate some feedback. And if you can, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. So that's all I got for you. I'm Bay, and this is Jay. And have a great rest of your day, afternoon, night.
Yeah. Take care, everyone. Be kind to each other.
All right. Bye.
Bye.